This episode of Tidbits Pod was brought to you by lunch, dinner, break, midnight on New Year's Eve, 5 p.m. on a Friday. Good times. All right, chums, welcome aboard. July the 7th be with you. We've made it, guys. The craft day thing is all done. And, yeah, the busy week that's followed is also done. And now, for me, July is looking a bit more open, which is nice. I've got some exciting things planned that I look forward to sharing with you. And until then, though, let's talk about insults. And in the last one, we talked about reducing people to grown-up cum, which was really nice. But I've remembered a worse one. So, and again, we're not talking about the outright awful ones, you know, the actual insults, like, you know, the ones that are reduced to a letter, the N-word, etc. The M word that's used for the little people, that's lowercase m, of course. But yeah, we're talking light-hearted ones. And maybe I'm biased, but yeah, I like swear words in my accent, and I just think they sound good. So no, twat, bollocks, dickhead, all the good ones. But what's the worst accent? I mean, not in general, just for swearing sort of thing. So, I mean, I don't think there's much worse than someone from the USA, brackets general, swearing, you know? Curse words. And, I mean, I don't think there's, I don't know. It's not more offensive, but I mean, it just doesn't sound right. You know, for American person, it's like, shut up, you cunt. Like, it's just like, I don't know. They're swearing, but there's always an underlying tone of like, tee-hee, I'm saying a bad word and I'm getting away with it. Like this kind of thing. And it just, it doesn't sound natural, you know. It's like always a bit loaded. So it's kind of like, I don't know, a US person swearing sounds to me like, you know, when someone from America, they've been traveling for a bit and then they start using the local words to try and blend in. Like you'll ask them, I don't know, you say like, how you doing, man? And they say, yeah, I went to the pub with some mates. I watched the footy. Ugh. I mean, I don't actually know what my issue is with that, and it just doesn't sound right, you know. But they're making the effort, which is nice, so it's a bit conflicting. But maybe it's just because you're not expecting those words from them. I mean, when you meet someone from the USA, you're already prepped and ready in your head to, you know, you're going to be translating English to English. So then when they start talking English, you have to then jump back over the Atlantic a few times just to rewrite the, I don't know, the words in your head kind of thing. So, I don't know, so you'd be like, right, so he said he's gone to the pub. So he's thinking the bar, and then he's changing it to pub for my sake. And then he's watched footy at the pub. Footy, that's even bad in English. That's terrible. But yeah, he's thinking soccer ball, but then he said footy for my sake. And then I've got to think like, all right, he said footy, and to him that means American football, but he's saying football for me because he doesn't want to confuse me. But now I'm having to think of both, and he's doing it for my sake, but all in all, I don't know, them translating themselves actually makes it harder. It's like, it's a bit of what you're expecting them to say isn't the same as what they're saying, and it's all a bit mad. So, yeah, I don't know. If you've been out, just say you've been at the bar with some buddies, watching sports, you know, then the world is right. And that's what's natural, and it's easier to kind of translate. But yeah, when you start saying you've been to the pub drinking some pints with some mates, it's just hard work. But anyway, insults. I was on the bus the other day and I got a flashback to an absolute fucking gem, a pearl. This is probably an all-time favourite moment of the insult bracket, I don't know. But yeah, and I think about this every time that I see an older person on the bus with a younger family member. It just springs back in my brain. And it happened the other day, and I've made a little note here to tell you a lot about it. So yeah, let's set the scene. We're talking the 403 bus route. We're talking, you know, the old West Croydon bus garage. That's where the story begins. And the bus was about to leave, and just think about where it's going to go. Think of that journey. You know, you can look it up on YouTube, but it's going to go through Croydon. It's going to go through South Croydon, Sarnestead, Hamsey Green, onto Wallingham, Sainsbury's. Incredible. And, you know, everyone's excited. We've all bought our tickets. We're pumped and ready to go. Just a few of us on the bus. But, yeah, I was at the back of the bus, and I was getting warm by the engine because it was a cold day. You know, steam on the windows and all that good stuff. And I had the four seat area to myself. You know where there's a whole back row of seats across the back, but then there's two seats that face the back as well, which kind of makes a little four seater. And then on the back of those ones facing you, they've got two that are facing the front as well, sort of thing. So, yeah. So I'm there facing forward, and yeah, the geography of the bus is really important. But I've got a fourer in my area, and then there's a guy sitting on the other side of the two seats that I'm looking at. Like, he's sort of sitting on the wheel seats, you know what I mean? So there's me, and then the next seat ahead is this lad. A good lad. He's the hero. He's the main guy in this story. But yeah, so effectively I'm looking at the back of his head the whole way, and then there's two empty seats by my knees, and I'm enjoying the space kind of thing. And yeah, so we're with some others on the ground floor, and we're looking a bit like a set of Croydon Guess Who, whatever, people ready to play. And crucially, yeah, I've got the back left four. And then on the other side by the other window, there's another fourer that's free. So yeah, I've got the left side, and then on the right is free, and then matey boys ahead. We're all there. You got the picture in your head? I hope so. But then the bus leaves. Everything's going well. One, two, skip a few. We're now coming up to like Carlton Road, Brambledown Road, that little area. And I know what you're thinking. That's about, what's that, like 25 minutes, half an hour of bus journey? It was on a shitty day, remember? So 40 minutes maybe, I don't know. But yeah, we've jumped ahead a bit. But this is because I'm about to introduce the other key characters. So the lad that's sitting ahead of me on the tour, and then I've got the fourer, and we're heading towards, let's say, Brambledown Road. And on comes this little lad with his nan. You know, a sweet little pair, and I don't know, they're probably heading into Wallingham, you know, to see the bright lights. And it's like the Times Square of Wallingham. Incredible stuff. Maybe they were going to the bakery. I don't know if Coughlin's was still a thing. Doing some shopping at the co-op. All magic memories, you know, waiting to be made and stories ready to be weaved into the tapestries of their lives, you know. And on gets the little lad. You know, he just skips onto the bus. Happy days. But his nan was fucking around with the driver by the little booth bit, you know, like sorting out her coins and shit. And then, yeah, the little lad has skipped past. He's gone on. And then he's gone sort of past me and the lad that's ahead of me. And then he's gone into the little fora on my right. So now there's me at one side, one window. There's the lad in the fora. And then there's the guy ahead. And then there's the nan that's fucking around with her money. And yeah, he's gone in there and he's sort of wiping his face on the windows and shit. And yeah, it's like Christmas Day and he can't believe it. And then the nan, I'm assuming she's the nan as well. That, you know, we never checked documentation or anything. But she then starts pacing down the bus. And because she's spent a little bit too long, like fucking around with her coin purse and shit, she's then a bit flustered. And let's say this kid was called Aaron, right? She's like, Aaron, come here. Like, you know, that beautiful, beautiful voice. And she wants to settle, you know, in the shitter seats that are near the doors, like kind of in the middle. And, you know, seat-wise, there is a hierarchy on the bus. Like, particularly when you're a kid, you want to get upper deck front. That's premium, so you can pretend you're driving. Or on a cold day like it was, you want the seats that are back, you know, the back of the bottom by the engine. That's premium. So the little lads hit the jackpot. You know, you're halfway through the route and no one's taken this seat yet. Unbelievable. Can't believe his luck. But then now his nan, she's getting him to move to the duds, the middle seats, you know, where you're getting all the people walking past you. And the fucking breeze when the door opens and stuff. So he's got it right, she's got it wrong, but whatever. And then, yeah, her calling didn't work. Aaron, come here, you little fucking wanker, or whatever. Like, she's calling him. And she's coming to the back of the bus, and I thought she was just going to sit in the little fora, you know, across the way, the little booth bit. And she's toddling down the bus and, you know, kind of snatching between poles as she's walking towards the back. And I'm loving this at the moment. And I've got the perfect view. So it's like a cinema, right? So I've got her front row center and she's now right up in the grill. You know, she's in the little, like the bit between the seats at the back. And IMAX quality, there she is. The little lad is on my right in the semi-peripherals sort of thing. And I'm watching both. And then the guy in front of me, he seems a bit ruffled. But of course, I've just got the back of his head to work with. So I don't really know. But I've muted my headphones. But of course, I kept him in so I could still listen, whatever. And then the nan, she sort of lurched into the booth. And she's like clawing at this kid's leg, trying to get him to move, kind of thing. And yeah, I was just witnessing heartbreak in real time. Like this is all within like 30 seconds, by the way. So, and then the kid just sort of gave in and obediently just came away from the window. And you could still see the streaks in the condensation where he'd been wiping his face and his hands and playing with the window. And his nan goes something like, come on in, you can go sit over here, this sort of thing. And then it looks like it's done. That could have been great, but, you know, they've gone, they've sat down in the middle of the dud seats, and that's the end of that sort of thing. But then, you know, the next stop, Sarnaston Station, we're talking premium turnover. There's going to be a lot of people walking, whatever. And it's all happened in that time between Brambledown Road and Sarnaston Station, which, I mean, with no traffic, you're talking like 30 seconds. But again, this was a shitty day, cold day, and big pile up of cars. By that I mean traffic, not a crash. So we're probably talking like maybe 1 or 2 minutes. But anyway, so now Sarnaston Station, the guy in front of me gets up. The guy that's been on since West Croydon, you know, doing his thing. And then I saw him organise his stuff. And yeah, and he's going over to the doors so he can get out quickly. He's obviously got a plan. He's got himself prepared, and you can see him organise himself. He's about to do a hit and run. This is perfect, right? So he's standing by the doors, and then the kid and his nan, they're sat right in the dud chairs by the doors. So then Sarnaston Station comes, Sarnaston, right? And the doors open, and then this guy, didn't know him, this guy just leaves. okay, now this this guy, right, he leans into this kid, and he looks at him in a sort of encouraging way. He's not meaning to diss him, I don't think, but he goes, "Oi mate, you've got a..." No. So he leans into this kid like he's giving him life advice, like he's a sage, right? He's really going to give him a little nugget, right? And he goes, "Oi mate, you've got a crap nan." I mean, "You've got a crap nan." Oh, perfect. And then bam, he was gone. He dropped his nuclear bomb, and then the nan's there recoiling like she's fucking, you know, Willem Dafoe in Platoon, that's just getting shot in slow motion. And the kid, I've only got the back of his head, but you can sort of, you know, he's not smiling. You can see he's just sort of like, he's kind of like, yeah, I do have a crap nan. A crap nan. But yeah, he's just accepted his lot kind of thing. And yeah, I remember I was watching, and I could feel the words sort of like burning into my memory. Crap nan, you've got... Oi mate, ah, it's just so succinct, perfect. You've got a crap nan. And I was enjoying it in real time, but I was immediately nostalgic for it. So, I mean, what do you say? So, you've got a crap nan. Like she's a defective product at fucking Argos or something. Like, it was said in the same way that in a student house, you'd point to someone's, I don't know, you'd be in their kitchen, you'd be like, "Ah, yeah, sorry, we've got a crap kettle." You know, it's just like default goods. So dismissive. Fucking loved it. And yeah, I don't know. I hope you can appreciate that a little bit. I didn't really do it justice, but such a cowardly delivery as well. Like just as he was striding off. and he knew as well. He'd seen the coin admin. He knew she was a diverer. Yeah, my God, this would have been pre-Oyster card, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so she had no time for a comeback. Doors open, eye contact, crap nan, scarring recognition, and then off into the sunset. And yeah, I think as well that he's genuinely trying to be on the kid's side as well. Like, you know, don't worry, mate. You know, you'll get the good seat in the back someday. I saw what she did. That was an injustice. But instead, he's just gone about it all wrong. "Oi, mate, You've got a crap nan. Unbelievable. But I suppose I can't make it funnier. It probably wasn't funny to begin with. But she might not have even been his nan, is the thing as well. We all assumed it. And I love that. So I think about that every single time I see an older person with a younger person on the bus. And let's leave that one there. Join the Patreon, guys. And thanks a lot. Genuine thanks to all those that are already subscribed and continue to support. You guys are the best. And you know what? I'll catch you all at the next one. See you later.